everyone. Welcome back to Southern Ghost Stories, where we talk about some of the most haunted places in the South. I'm your host, Chelsea, along with Alan.
Hey there.
Well, we hope you have been enjoying our last few podcasts now that we are in October. Alan, can you believe it?
It's finally here.
Yeah. So, of course, we love October, so continue listening for some of our spookiest stories. Today, we're going to Louisville to talk about Cave Hill Cemetery. Alan, you want to go ahead and give us a little information about it?
Just off Baxter Avenue, tucked away on the edge of the Highlands, you will find Cave Hill Cemetery. Originally set aside for the railroad in the 1830s, the railroad didn't use it, and it became a large farm a decade later. It was eventually used as a burying ground and officially chartered in 1845 by the Kentucky General Assembly. It's named for a cave on a hill overlooking the property. Oh yeah, in case you were wondering, the cave is off limits, so don't get any crazy ideas about exploring. In 1861, as the Civil War was just getting started, the United States government acquired over half an acre in the northwest corner of the cemetery to bury soldiers from the Federal Army who died fighting to preserve the Union. This part of the burying ground is known as Cave Hill National Cemetery. After the war, additional land was added as more space was needed to bury former soldiers who were buried in the years following the war between the states.
During the Civil War, typically soldiers were buried on the battlefield, then dug up and moved to a national cemetery a year or two later once land was acquired to bury the dead. 11 soldiers of the 32nd Indiana Infantry were reinterred at Cave Hill Cemetery after their deaths in December 1861. A large monument bearing a carved American eagle and an inscription in German marked their gravesite. In 1887, the cemetery was redesigned by renowned landscape architect Frederick Law Olmsted. Olmsted is best known for co-designing Central Park in New York City. He helped turn the burying ground into a beautiful park with grand marble mausoleums and a swan-graced lake as a backdrop.
Despite its beauty, there's a lot of sadness that also surrounds the cemetery, as two mass graves for children are located on the grounds. In the 19th century, illnesses like typhoid pneumonia ravaged the community, especially impacting children. One plot has the remains of 77 kids, and the other contains 113.
Of the close to 200,000 people buried at Cave Hill Cemetery, you will find something unique in Section P. One of the most interesting interments in the burying ground just happens to be the Parr's pet parrot, Pretty Polly. The bird was a beloved family pet to a former Confederate soldier turned wealthy businessman named Daniel G. Parr. Polly is the only bird buried in the cemetery.
Two songwriters credited with writing what is arguably one of the most well-known songs of all time are buried at Cave Hill Cemetery. In the 1890s, a teacher named Patty Hill wanted to write a song to help teach young students to learn. Her sister Mildred, who was a pianist, began working with her on it. The two created a song called Good Morning to All. Now, over the next few years, the song slowly morphed into a song that is known all over the world and has been translated into dozens of languages. Today, the sisters are credited with writing Happy Birthday to You, even though their family does not own the copyright to the song. That's been disputed over the years, and the song is actually now in the public domain.
A former soldier, who is also a streetcar conductor, fireman, insurance salesman, and gas station operator, is also buried in the cemetery. Harlan Sanders, better known as Colonel Sanders, was broke and living off a government pension when he finally decided to open up a restaurant in Salt Lake City, Utah, at the age of 62. Sanders served up his secret recipe, fried chicken, and was such a success that he sold, you guessed it, Kentucky Fried Chicken franchises all over the country and the world. Sanders became a household name. When he died from leukemia in 1980 at the age of 90, he was buried in Section 33, Plot 57. His grave features a bust of the colonel that was created by his daughter, Margaret.
Now, the most notable person buried at Cave Hill Cemetery is Cassius Clay. He was a former boxing champion from Louisville. If you haven't heard of Cassius Clay, you likely have heard of Muhammad Ali. Clay changed his name to Muhammad Ali after converting to Islam in 1964. Ali was larger than life and was one of the most celebrated athletes in the 1970s. It's hard to top Ali, but the most notorious man buried at Cave Hill Cemetery is interred at Grave 6, Range 4, Section M. Over the years, the man named Simon Cracked has been dubbed the Resurrector or Resurrectionist by locals.
During the Civil War, Cracked was a nurse in the Union Army where it's believed he became fascinated with death. After the war, he became a janitor at the University of Louisville Medical School. Cracked began digging up newly interned bodies from cemeteries like Cave Hill and neighboring Eastern Cemetery. He would take a spade, a saw, and some rope to the burying ground at night and remove a corpse, then bring it to school for the students to dissect and study. After the body had been used by the students, Cracked would throw what was left of the cadaver down a well on the outskirts of town.
In 1875, Crack loaned money to a friend for a business venture, and ultimately he lost it all. When he went home to tell his wife, a huge argument ensued. Crack drank an extraordinary amount of laudanum and committed suicide. When you have graves of soldiers who have been dug up and reburied, it's not really a shock to hear that many believe that Cave Hill Cemetery is haunted. Lights and orbs have been spotted on occasion, as well as several other strange things. I talked to one person who grew up in Louisville who swore that on some nights you could see green lights floating in and out of the headstones. Some people have claimed to see apparitions in various parts of the cemetery. In fact, locals talk about seeing a shadow carrying what appears to be a shovel at Cave Hill Cemetery. It's said that Simon Cracked is lurking and is waiting to snatch another body.
We hope you enjoyed our episode on Cave Hill Cemetery. If you would like to learn more about haunted locations around Louisville, download the Louisville Ghost Map app in iTunes and Google Play. Also, be sure to check out our website, southernghoststories.com, where we have several of our books featured. Feel free to leave a comment or send us a message on our Facebook or Instagram accounts. Let us know about any creepy experiences you may have had, especially if you're out ghost hunting this October. Also, give us some ideas on new locations you'd like to hear about on future shows.
And those books that Chelsea mentioned are Southern Ghost Stories Historical Hauntings, Haunted Hotels, Ghost of Gallatin, and the new one, Murfreesboro, Spirits of Stones River. Please check out the Southern Ghost Stories Facebook page, where we have some events coming up this month. We're doing an event at Nani's Bakery on Murfreesboro Square on October 30th. It's actually the second event because the first one sold out so quickly. We also have some other things in the works that we'll be announcing shortly, so keep an eye on the Facebook page. Be sure to subscribe and leave a 5-star review. Those reviews are pretty helpful, and we really appreciate everyone who's taking a few minutes to do it for us. Check back with us next time as we head down south to Savannah to talk about Calhoun Square.
One of the most interesting interments in the burying ground just happens to be the Parr's pet parrot, Pretty Polly.
How did you do that?
You thought I was going to mess that up.
Very good. Bravo.
Say that 5 times fast.
I couldn't do it. Parr's pet, parrot, Pretty Polly. Parr's pet, parrot, pretty. Yeah, I'm done.
I wonder if I can do it. Parr's pet, parrot, Pretty Polly. Parr's pet, parrot, pip, tip, tip. Nope. Well, I got it the first time. Did you do that on purpose for me?
Yes. Two songwriters credited with writing what is arguably one of the most well-known songs of all time are buried at Cave Hill Cemetery. In the 1890s, a teacher named
Pat... What song is it?
I'm about to get to that.
Okay. Harlan Sanders, better known as Colonel Sanders, was broke and living off a government pension when he finally decided to open a restaurant in Salt Lake City, Utah, at the age of 62. Sanders served up his secret recipe, as you guessed it, fried chicken. I'm going to say that again.
Yeah. As you guessed it.
What? As you guessed it, like, I'm sure they're like, Harlan Sanders, chicken, I bet it's KFC. Mm. And they would be right.
We have very smart listeners.
We do.
Now, the most notable person buried at Cave Hill Cemetery is Cassius Clay. He was a former boxing champion from Louisville.
That's the most... I think everybody knows KFC.
If you haven't heard of Cassius Clay, you likely have heard of Muhammad Ali.
I'm really jumping the gun on this, aren't I? During the Civil War, crack was... Cracked? Crack.